This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, continuing on in the path of self-celebration and self-care and celebrating your wins, because it's so essential to creating the momentum that you want. Today I'm talking about rituals of celebration. It's a short one today. What do you do? What can you do? What rituals can you create to honor your wins? Some people might honor them quietly by lighting a candle and saying a prayer of thanks. You could write a letter of appreciation to yourself once a week. That's noting all the things that you really did this week. And you could keep a daily journal at the end of the day. You could write down the things that you're going to celebrate. You could indulge in a small act of self-care that brings you joy. For me, during the week, if I complete something that's been taking me a while, I might slip over to the custard stand and get this new smoothie that I love called, it's got lemon ice, Italian ice, blended into custard, and it has chunks of strawberry and mango. But I get a small because I'm working on my overall vitality and my good health. So what do you do or could you do? And what could you do besides food? A lot of people go towards food and they're looking towards a healthier lifestyle. But you could go for a bike ride. You could go for a walk in the woods. You could sit down to a great book that you've been working on, making time for. You could give yourself a half hour to play. So you decide what that is, but today's work is creating some rituals. What can you do that you'd enjoy? Rituals for celebration. So it would be nice to have something that you can just quickly celebrate with, a ritual. It could be jumping up in the air and going, whoop! Could be calling somebody and talking about it. And then you could have some for a bigger win. And then you could have an incredible ritual like I'm going to do next week, where you go to a spa and stay overnight, or you get a hotel room at a beautiful spot, or you make a pilgrimage to your favorite place and you have a picnic lunch. Or you have friends over and you celebrate. Whatever it might be, you get to have some big celebrations in your life, because it sends out a wave into the quantum field, into creation. It sends information into the collaborative universe that you are appreciative of the steps and the movement. And it sends more. It creates a momentum. Have a beautiful day and get to work.